Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like scrolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Vinny and Haney on Sports Radio, 105.7 The Fan.
It comes down to, like, would you rather take the sixth best offensive lineman in a draft because you have a need on the offensive line, or the best safety? If you got the best guy at his position in the draft and he's going to come in and play for you right away, you think he's a difference maker. That's exciting. We sent in multiple area scouts. We got information from Virginia. We got information from Marshall. We talked to people in his hometown. I mean, we basically did as much as we could. And in the end, we made the decision to pick him. He's going to flourish here with us. We think we have a great scheme for him to be his very best. And our whole room is back. You look at Kyle Van Noy and what he's done in two seasons. Odafe, double-digit sacks last year. Tavius is another guy. Like, he's a Raven. I mean, the way that guy plays, he fits us. Ajabo has overcome injuries. Still a very, very talented player. He's so hungry. And then you take Mike Green, you put him in the mix. We got six really good, intriguing football players.
Eric DaCosta, Ravens GM, that was on the Lounge podcast, talking about, well, we get to the Green pick in its own isolated thing here in a second, but adding him to the mix in the state of the pass rush heading into the season. Last year, Ravens finished, what, second in sacks? 2 years ago, they were the number one team in sacks. So they've been getting to the quarterback. However, last year, the win rate, because nerd stats, Vinny, just don't apply to baseball. The win rate was not high for the Ravens. And that includes Odafe Owe, who did get his 10 sacks, which was great for a guy at 13 total heading into last year. So you want to be more dynamic, disruptive, like they were 2 years ago when he made it to the AFC Championship game. Mike Green, we have no idea what he's going to bring to the table. Hasn't played a game yet. He'll be at rookie minicamp this weekend. But Eric DaCosta sounds very optimistic that this year's team will be able to be much more effective getting to the quarterback a year following finishing second in sacks.
Right. And the thing is, Bob, the year before that, when they were number one, if I was a betting man, I would say that Clowney's win weight was probably pretty damn good. Because I thought he created a lot of stuff, and hit a lot of quarterbacks. Now, back to the room now, Owe, we'll see. I mean, Owe gets sacks with stunts, and every now and then he'll beat the guy to the outside. Otherwise, it's usually he's chasing, or he's flushed. It's effort sacks. Van Noy beats people. He's a guy that beats people. And Ajabo, talented. Yeah, when he came out of Michigan, he was a talent. He hadn't shown that talent lately, especially last year. I'm a huge Ajabo guy. I loved Ajabo coming out. I thought it was an awesome pick. But I've been disappointed. Last year, I was extremely, to me, he was like Velcro. He was like the mechanical man, like he didn't have a plan. And Adisa Isaac, we hadn't seen yet, so that's going to be interesting. So, fair. And Mike Green, talent-wise, natural rushers, Mike Green's going to be the best one of them all, I believe. You know, I mean, because he's got the bend. He's got what, you know, a natural speed-type pass rusher can do. So, and Tavius Robinson, I think, is a phenomenal run player. You know, and he'll get a sack with effort and stuff, but he's not a natural pass rusher. Mike Green is probably the most natural pass rusher of them all. And I'm looking for, I can't wait to see him on Sunday. Because I think that dude, like, if he didn't have the off-the-field stuff, they're not even sniffing him.
Sure, he's gone first round.
Way earlier.
But you still have Matt Ibike, you're removed from 13.5 sacks.
Yep.
We've been talking about Travis Jones disrupting for a couple of years now as he's entering into a possible big payday sort of season. So there are other guys there that can create pressure.
Well, if we went back, I'll bet you, Bob, Hamilton had like four. The secondary had quite a secondary and linebackers. You know, Patrick Queen had what, like five?
Back
I think
to 24?
Yeah.
Or 23, rather. I'm right on you. Keep going.
Hamilton had probably four sacks.
Well, let's see. Queen had 3.5.
Okay.
Hamilton had 3, and I believe they were all in the same game.
Might have been.
Let's see here.
Humphrey?
Matt Ibike had 13. Clowney had 9.5. Got a bonus on that. Marlon Humphrey, where are you there, Marlon?
Well, that was his bad year.
Well, that was the year he was hurt and was getting smoked as a DB. Marlon Humphrey, come on, man. He had 0 sacks, so there's that. Tavis Robinson had 1. Brett Urban had 3. Broderick Washington had 2. Simpson had 1. Washington had 1. Ajabo had 1. I mean, they had 60 sacks that year, but outside of Hamilton and Darius Washington, Vinny, it looks like very few.
Yeah, I think
Arthur Millett had 2.
Okay.
My bad, Arthur Millett.
So I would think that Roquan had none?
He had 1.5.
Okay. So I think that Hamilton will create more. Because, Bob, he didn't really become that all-around guy till about mid-season. You know? So I think he'll be... I'm hoping that he has about 4 sacks this year.
Last year, Kyle Hamilton had 2 sacks.
Yeah. So I think, you know, if he can get 4 sacks this year. But I think Matt Ibike, I'm guessing, Bob, 8. You know, I don't think he ever sees 13.5 again.
Sure, but
I don't know if he'll get double digits.
What about Owe? We expect 10. We better get 10. Is that sort of where we're going here?
I think we flip a coin, Bob. I don't know.
Does he go back to the 5 sack a year guy or the guy that's double digits? Remember, 13.5 sacks in 3 years, had 10 last year. And Van Noy's a year older, not to take away anything. His 2 best pass rush years have been the last 2 years with the Ravens.
Yeah, and where he's had the opportunity to get in shape in the offseason and be in shape when he came in. I would expect Van Noy to have 8 or more just because he's a natural pass rusher and he's smart and he knows every counter in the book. So I would expect him to be successful. If you throw Green in there and he's creating havoc, you know, that's going to open up things for more of the inside guys and stuff. So the better Green is, I think the better it is for the inside guys.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period.
That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.